The crisis had serious and lasting consequences for the US and European economy. The United States entered a deep recession, with almost 9 million jobs lost in 2008 and 2009, about 6% of the workforce. The number of jobs did not return to its pre-crisis peak in December 2007 until May 2014. U.S. household net worth fell by almost $13 trillion U.S., 20%, from its pre-crisis peak in the second quarter of 2007, recovering in the fourth quarter of 2012. U.S. house prices fell by almost 30% on average, and the U.S. stock market fell by around 50% in early 2009, with stocks only recovering to their December 2007 level in September 2012. One estimate of the loss of production and income resulting from the crisis is at least 40% of the 2007's gross domestic product. Europe also continued to struggle with its own economic crisis, with high unemployment and severe banking damage estimated at €940 billion between 2008 and 2012. By January 2018, the US bailout funds had been fully recovered by the government, when considered interest on loans. A total of $626 billion was invested, lent or granted as a result of various bailout measures, while $390 billion was returned to the Treasury. The Treasury earned another $323 billion in interest on the bailout loans, making a profit of $87 billion. The creation of liquidity out of thin air practiced by central banks to deal with economic crises, 2007s, 2010s after the bursting of the subprime mortgage bubble, but also 2020s, 2021s for the management of the COVID-19 emergency, inevitably leads to a reduction in the purchasing power of savers, who see the spending capacity of their liquid savings reduced at a faster rate than the inflation determined by the banks themselves in normal periods. In these periods, people must necessarily preserve the purchasing power of their capital by buying assets that protect against inflation.